Lord bless us. Amen. God bless you, brother. Amen.
Good to be here tonight.
Yes.
Glad I'm safe.
Amen.
August 15th, 1976, about 25 minutes to 9, God saved my soul.
Brother.
I'm glad when he come into my life and he changed me.
Amen, brother.
He put a touch on me that I can't get away from. He saved me so much that my wife, she realized that she was raised in a preacher's house, and she realized that she wasn't saved. And then God saved her, and God has took me and used me all these years. God called me to preach about 43 years ago. But you know what? God called me to preach, and I'd go around and I'd try to act like this preacher, and I'd do it. But I found out you got to be yourself. You can't be nobody else, and I'm not nobody else tonight. I'm me. And I tell you what, I've learned a long time ago, Brother Chris, you be yourself. And I'm not you, and you're not me. Over in Matthew's chapter 11. Over in Matthew's chapter 11. And better get my eyes on. Can't see without my eyes. Amen. Over in 11, verse 28, chapter 11 of Matthew's. It says, "Come unto me, all ye labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thankful of Calvary, the blood of the Lamb, the goodness of God. I ask you, God, you drive back the opposing powers of hell. I ask you, fill me with the power of God. I pray, God, there be one here lost, God. They might get saved before it's everlasting too late. And Lord, truly, you're coming soon. I've seen the different things happening over the 40-some years of salvation, and I'm looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save that soul in Jesus' name. I want to preach just for a little bit on how to handle what's handling you. There's a lot of things this day and time that's got a hold of you, has come upon your life in this day, and has devastated your life. It's come into your life and has devastated you. You don't know what to do anymore. You go here, you can't get nothing done. It might be your body. I tell you, 17 years ago, I had to have a quadruple heart bypass. Well, hey, a grand boy right back there was born, brother. I was in the hospital, and I was on my deathbed, I thought. But God had a hold of me, and I was sitting there, and I got to crying. People was coming in to see me. I wasn't crying because I was worried about dying. I wanted to see my little grandkids grow up. And I tell you what, I got some here tonight. I got I had three girls in my when we had children. I got seven grandsons and two granddaughters. Thank God, God, let me see me 17 years old tonight. Thank God, I tell you what, things can devastate you, and you don't know what to do. You get sick in your life. I've had back surgery. I've had all kind of surgery. But I tell you what, I was devastated. Well, what did I do? I went to the one that can handle everything, and he can handle my problems and your problems. I tell you what, in this life, it gets so burdened down. I tell you what, you don't know what to do, and you don't know where to go. But I tell you what, take your burdens to the right place. You go to the right place, and he'll help you. You can't go around fretting who's going to help you. I'll tell you, you'll get in your life and you'll get down and you'll think, well, I'm sick. Now I'm going to die now. And you get all worried and you can't worry. I tell you what, Jesus said, you don't worry. You go to him. Go to the one who takes care of the worrying. Over in Philippians, it says, be careful for nothing, but for everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Prayer, buddy, just what they've been preaching about. I'll tell you what, I was there that day, people coming to see me, and I prayed and asked God, God, if it be your will, I want to see my grandbabies grow up. And God grant me that wish. But I tell you what, and I said, God, I want to see them get saved. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight. I think they all saved, but maybe one, maybe two. But I tell you what, best thing about it was when they got saved, I was preaching to most of them. I seen them get saved, and God come in and done a miracle in their life. And I'm glad Jesus Christ can do the same for you today. And I'm glad if you burdened down in sin, burdened down in tribulation and trial, if you burned down by this world, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't going to get no better unless you call to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Tell you what, burdens, buddy, they get on you. Man, you don't need to fret about them. I tell you, Martha, she was in a place, and Jesus come into her house, and she was fretting, buddy. She was running around trying to get everything done, trying to get cooking done. And, you know, she was worried about him, the Lord eating. And Mary, she was giving, went over and sat down at Jesus' feet. And he come. She said, Lord, don't you care? I'm over here doing all this work. You know, she was just tore up. She was doing all this work. And our Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Amen. She was better off sitting at the feet of Jesus, hearing about Jesus Christ, giving the word of God out. And they're giving them something that can help their soul.
Amen.
People today, you go and you hear preaching today. You do good to hear preaching anymore. You can't hardly find preaching. But I'm glad. I know the one who takes your burdens away. I met him a long time ago. He's never failed me. He's never left me. Thank God I'm glad today. He's there when I lay down tonight. He'll be there in the morning. He's not like a cup of water. If you set it out in the sun, it'll fizzle away, Brother Robert. But I tell you what, he's always there. Praise God, I'm glad I got up this morning and the Lord took care of me. Hallelujah. I've never been without food unless I was fasting. I'm looking in my closet a while ago. Preacher Hyde, I got 17 suits. Hallelujah. I might have got them from the Goodwill or wherever, but I got some new ones. Hallelujah. I tell you what, my church the other day, they gave me some money and stuff for pastor appreciation. I went out and got me a new suit with it. Hey, man, I went in there buying a new suit. I said, you see what y'all bought me? Amen, hallelujah. I'm glad God can supply your needs. And you got burdens, God can take care of your burdens. He can look at how everything you have.
Amen.
I remember one time when one of my grandkids was born, he had the wrong kind of fluid or something in his lungs, and they didn't know if he was going to live. And we got to praying. Called all over different preachers on the United States, people that we know. People prayed, and that doctor come in. He said, that's some kind of miracle. He said, I don't know what it is. He said, that baby's, it's just everything's changed. He's not got that no more. He's breathing fine. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hallelujah. I said, that was God. Well, I don't know about that. I did. I know all about it. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord heard me in a time of a burden and a tribulation and trial. Amen. And he answered my prayer. I tell you what, prayer will get it. I tell you what, if prayer won't get it, work will. If work won't get it, go back and pray some more. Because you pray enough and seek God, and God will hear you. Problem with people today, we're just lazy. We don't want to pray. We don't want to seek God. We want to get down and say a little prayer. I'm guilty. I'll tell you what, but there's one thing about it. You get a hold of the horns of the altar and come boldly into the throne room. And buddy, you get up with the Lord. I'll tell you, he'll give you something. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, friends won't help you. In a time of need, friends can't help you. They can't help you. They can pray for you, and they can maybe give you some money. But I'll tell you what, in a time when friends can't help me, when I can't, old Job, he was over there, and all his friends turned against him, and he said, but ye are forgers of lies, and ye are physicians of no value. They wasn't worth a flip at that time. They couldn't help him. But I tell you what, the more he prayed, God helped him. It's God that helped you. I tell you, I feel sorry for these people today. You look around all in the world today, these people's lost, and they worry to death about being sick. They worry to death about don't know what's going to happen with the economy. And all I know what's going to happen. I read the last page of Revelation. I know what's going to happen. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. You ready or not, he's coming. You better get ready. If you ain't ready, you'll be left behind. Trump train ain't gonna do nothing. I was down there in my church, heard all this racket going on, and I'm for Trump 100%, I don't mind telling you. And I was down there, I heard all these horns blowing and all this stuff, and my wife come in from, she's in there doing something, and come in, we went out the door looking, all these cars coming by. When did they ever do that for Jesus? No, they said they'd kill him again if he come back. They hate his guts. That's why they don't like you. You tell them about Jesus Christ. I tell you, today you go to work or somewhere, preacher, and you get up there and you got to test the water a little bit. Yeah. You're afraid to just go right in and just tell them about the Lord. So you get and test the water, you know. You get around people and you just let kind of hear what they're saying. And if they tell dirty jokes, people just stay right there. No, praise God. I get in there. And I tell you why I go in. I'm not making a show. I tell you, August 15th, 1970, Jesus done something for me. People come say, well, I go to church. So what? The devil goes to church. Hey, big deal. I went to a Lutheran church for 16 years. I was an acolyte. I was the boy who went up there and lit the candles like a Catholic, you know. Had a cross around my neck. You know, sit up there with the pastor, with the preacher, or whatever he was. And I sat up there, and you know what? I ain't took a catechism class so I could drink the wine so it'd make me a drunkard years later. You know, they talk about drunk, abusing children. Well, what the heck did they do back then? Hey, I had to go to this class for so many weeks just to learn how to drink the wine. Hey, man, thank God I'm still drinking, but from a new fountain. Hallelujah. I don't go back to that old slop hole. Thank God Jesus Christ is my, here's my fountain, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. Thank God I've got the Jesus Christ. I don't need the garbage of this world. I don't need the good news for sorry man. I don't need all this other bull junk. That's just a trash is what it is. Thank God I'm saved. I'm saved today because of the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, hellfire, damnation preacher was preaching the Word of God and he kept talking about you're going to go to hell. And that finger would come around and point at me every time. And I tell you, thank God God saved my soul that night. I ain't been the same since. Tell you what, in this day and time, people go around professing Jesus. But where's Jesus at when you got a time and you burns in your life? Why are you running out begging the world for stuff? Churches out here today, oh, we trust God, we got the faith and all that. And then they got a yard sale in their front yard. I tell you what, begging the world to help them out. I don't want to beg this world for nothing. World never done nothing for me. My faith's not in this world. My faith's in Jesus Christ. Everything I get is through Jesus Christ. And sure, I'm better off today than I ever was, Brother King. God has took care of me. God has blessed me. God's good. Oh, amen. God put me in a church down there just last year, about the first of this last year, this year. And I went down there and been preaching. I tell you what, you can about put this church inside of it, can't you? But so what? I ain't got but four people. Man, it ain't how many people's there. In the morning, Sunday morning, I run 15. At night, I run four. But I tell you what, I preach like it's full. Because that's what God called me to do. He said, preach the Word of God. He said, therefore, preach. Somebody, I just get in there and I try as hard sometimes, preacher. You got to work it. But I tell you what, I just try to get in there and I won't come down the church. I go around the pew. I go up on the pew. And I tell you what, because God is there. I don't depend on people. I don't depend on how many's in the church. Who's got the power of God? Who said, I want God to be with me. Long as God was with me, I don't have to worry about who else is there. God's going to help us. We're running 20. And then this virus took place and lost some. But I tell you what, I'm just waiting on God to do something. How you going to do something? I'm either going to go down there and keep going on or I'm going out of here. Hey, man, hallelujah. Can you say you know that you're saved and born again tonight? That did you know that if you died right now, you'd go to heaven? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? It's all through the blood. There's no other way. I don't care. You can do the tic-tac-toe three in a row. You can count your little beads. You can do all this other junk. You'll not get there. It's through the blood. Through the blood. I don't depend on nobody but Jesus Christ. I tell you, you better depend on Jesus. I don't know why I make an outline don't help. But I think I'm about 3 pages off. Hey, man, you say, what you got that for? You preach how you want to, and I'll preach how God leads me. I told you to start with. I'm not you. I'm not you. And if I want to have an outline, I can have one. God didn't call me to preach and say, now, you can't have an outline. He didn't do that. You got that right, brother. My little pea brain forgets stuff. And I still get up there and forget to even preach my message that I got. But I tell you what God can handle. What's handling you tonight? He can take care of it no matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you've been down in all the debt in the world. It doesn't matter if you've got all the problems in the world. God can take care of it. Amen. Seek the Lord when he's able to be found. Because I tell you, one day he's not going to be able to be found. And they'll be looking for the Lord. And they won't be able to find him. In this world today, they stand up and profess Jesus. Yeah. And I'll tell you what. Talking a while ago, brother said something about a wolf thing. And he just clicked the nerve there because I can't stand that guy. And I tell you what. A brother in the church called him funny one time. Sent me a couple books about a wolf thing. I tell you, one of these days he's going to get them back in his mailbox. Hey, man, I still got him, brother, with his name on him. Hey, man, I tell you what, I love the Lord today. And you go down there, 20, 30,000 people, and oh, everybody feels good. Just do what you feels good for you. No, you do what feels good to the Lord Jesus Christ. You do what feels good in your heart, when you stand and pray, when you stand and testify. Do what God wants you to do. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you what, you got to transfer your burdens to the right person. I can't give my burden to Brother Chris. That's not going to help me. I give them to Jesus Christ. And he says, take my yoke upon you. He said, just take it on. Just take it upon you. He said, just lay all your burdens on me. He says, and I will give you rest. He said, I'll give you rest. Amen. I'm glad today, tonight, I can have rest in Jesus Christ. And I can transfer my burdens to the right person. Casting all your care upon him who cares for you. Yes. I mean, don't you just think love the Lord Jesus Christ? When you get down and you pray and you seek God and ask him to help you, and you might not have no money, and you go to church and somebody comes up and gives you $20. Boy, you really have a time if I give you $100. And you think, whoo, boy, the Lord really heard that prayer. But I tell you, God heard the prayer. I'll be out there working on cars, and God hears my prayer when I got little things that seems minor to other people. Yeah. And I tell you, God answers my prayer, and God is good to me.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. What we get quiet for?
Huh?
I know when to quit when God tells me. Amen. I tell you what, God, he'll do things beyond your imagination. You can't imagine what Jesus Christ can do for you. And I tell you what, when we get out of this life and we go up over to be with the Lord, can you imagine being up there and you think you've seen all there are to see? And he'll say, come here, Dennis. And he'll roll back the clouds and show you something you never even seen before. Amen. Amen. I said, amen. Praise God. I tell you what, you got to trust your burdens to the right provision. I tell you, I trust my burdens to Jesus Christ because I know he's been tried and proven.
Amen.
He said, this one preacher, his mama gave him a Bible, and they said in there she had TP beside different verses. And he said, what does that mean? He said, tried and proven.
Amen.
That's what she said. And I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ has done many of things, has blessed me in many of ways. But I tell you what, God ain't through yet.
Amen.
He's not through yet. He's not through yet. There's more to come. I tell you what, when I get out of this life, we're going to get out, and I believe we're going to check out, and it ain't going to be long. Because everything's heading up, and I believe we might be in the last seconds. And he's going to come. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, preacher.